Welcome to today's podcast. Our aim is to highlight work being done with Diaspora and Africa Wales Connections, and is a collaboration between Hub Cymru Africa, Sub-Saharan Advisory Panel, and Africa Welsh News. This is, we hope, the first of many, and can be heard on all of the above platforms. I hope you enjoy. Over to you, Isimbi.
Today we have with us Pascaline, an amazing young Kenyan lady here telling us everything about what she's doing. And I'm going to leave it to her really to introduce herself.
Oh, thanks for having me today. It is a beautiful day and I appreciate it. My name is Pascaline Meyer, originally from Kenya, currently living in Cardiff. I am an artist. I do creative makeup art. I used to do realism art and then transferred to creative makeup art. I'm a model, professional model, been modeling for over 9 years now. And I love fashion. I'm an actress as well. And I don't know what else to say about Pascaline. It's a lot of things in one person. She's passionate about art, passionate about celebrating African excellence, and that's what we're here for. Thank you.
Amazing. I love that. So in my research, I saw that you have a small charity organization that you started called Chubb's Art. Yeah. And I wanted to know what the vision is behind that and what led you to start Chubb's Art.
Chubb, first of all, is my middle name. But my actual middle name is Chabet, so it's just Chab. And that's the name that my mom always calls me, or everyone at home calls me. And it's a name that I give to my very close friends to call me. So if you call me Pascaline, it means professional. If you call me Chab, it means you're very, very like family and close. So Chab Arts, personally, it's something very close to me, as it's about me. It's about the art I do. It's about the things that art is going to do to the world. And Chubb Arts on its own is about, once again, celebrating African excellence through face painting. And I majorly did that because it's about telling the stories I grew up with in Kenya to the world.
Amazing. It's so funny you say that because the first time we communicated, I called you Chubbs.
Yeah.
So and we're not even family, but...
Welcome to the family.
So I guess I really put myself in the family
Welcome to
position.
The family. Anyone can call me Chubb anyway, but awesome. It's just a name that rarely shows up unless it's Chubb. Mm-hmm. So Chabat is fine.
Amazing, amazing. So a little bit of the work that we do well between Hub Cymru Africa and SSAP is to focus on global solidarity. Hub Cymru Africa defines it as global solidarity being a state of mind, but it's also a way of acting, being able to embody the values of respect, equality, inclusion, and compassion among others, enabling us to stand in solidarity with our communities, our partners, and the people we support. So I'd be interested to know what global solidarity means to you, Pascaline.
It's a big word, but if you look down like straight into in between the lines of global solidarity, it goes beyond just being one person. It's about not just one person standing up for everyone else. It's about everyone coming in together and making sure that whatever you do, whatever you give to the world, wherever, however many people you meet on the way, how do you work with them or how do you relate with them? So it comes down to relationships, respects, and what do we call this? Appreciating everyone's diversity. So Chubb Art as in its own, it's not going to be about my artworks only. It's going to be also celebrating the artworks done by other artists, by other Black African artists who are there to tell stories about Africa, who are out there to tell stories about their upbringing, whatever happens around the world that everyone should see. Mm-hmm. So it's one woman army, but with a lot of other artists working alongside them.
That's beautiful. I think things that came to my mind as you were talking, we really look at concepts like Ubuntu in Africa, you know, and the sense of community, you know. When we're raised, a lot of what my aunties and my grandmother used to tell me is that it's not a one woman that raises a child. Do you understand? Like, the community comes together to raise a child.
In one of the writings I did on my magazine, the first issue, was a story about African woman or an African child. And one of it was, when you're growing up as a child, it's not just you as a child growing up in your family. You end up going to your neighbor, oh, I'm going to eat lunch at my neighbor's house. And then we come back later and your mom's be like, oh, where have you been? It's like, oh, I was just at my friend's house and we've eaten, we've done this. Same as you're going to borrow salt, like when you don't have salt and you literally run to your neighbor and be like, oh, can I have some salt? Because I need some salt. So we are not raised by just our parents. We are raised by our community. So if one person sees that I'm doing something wrong, they'll definitely go back and tell my mom, oh, you know what? Chebeta has been doing this and this. And it's up to now my mom to decide, like, oh, this is the punishment you're going to get for doing that. At the same time, that other person can literally just correct you on the way and be like, oh, you're not supposed to be doing this. This is not right. And this is not, like, good for you. So I think it's about that community as well.
100%. Couldn't agree more. The whole thing of salt, definitely sugar is involved. All of it, all of the above would be easily given, you know, in the African community. And it's so important to, also look at how it plays back at home. Back at home, how global solidarity played a role. But in that sense, community solidarity. I don't know, maybe on this topic, what is your story in terms of the work you are doing in Wales and the UK as a diaspora? How would you say that you represent the diaspora community in the work that you do?
It's so funny because I think my art just kickstarted when I was doing my degree. It didn't just show up and be like, oh, you're the best now. No, I'm not saying I'm the best, but the first time I exhibited my artworks, I realized they were totally different from everyone else. And the fact that I stood down and say, this is about my heritage. This is about me coming from Africa. And this is about me telling stories that I grew up with. I don't want you to have an idea of how Africa is. I want you to actually have the story about Africa from an actual person that's from Africa. Because we all have perspectives of different stories that we've read online, stories that we've seen, like in so many things. But once you speak about that kind of art as a person, as myself, it tells a different story. Like it's more powerful and more respectful. And I feel like it was more appreciated and people could see that through my art. And writing the stories about the artworks on the magazine as well gave them an overview of exactly what I was saying. So I have been able to exhibit the artworks from school to Monmouthshire County Council to Manchester Museum. Like, it's just going to different levels, and I think everyone else should just start where you are, do what you can, and tell those stories. Many people are ready to listen to those stories. And it's also an inspiration for the Black African artists who are in the UK to also do the kind of art that they want to do. Tell those stories. Don't be scared to tell those stories, because it's in those stories that we also Africans, I myself, I want to listen from someone else's story. Like, tell me about your country. Tell me what you guys do. Tell me what you guys experience. Tell me what you guys celebrate. So from that, I feel like being an African artist in the UK, especially a woman, I feel like it's something that I have to take the lead. And it's something that I have to step up and be there for everyone else.
But yeah, I think it's so interesting you mentioned that, because I feel like when it comes to the conversation of narratives and stories on the position of Africa, there's been a lot a lot of voices that have spoken on Africa's behalf. And I feel like that is very powerful in what you're doing, and to sharing stories through art. Today, stories can be told anyway, you know, through music, through actual verbal stories. Yeah, but I think it's so powerful. And also when you look at the culture of Africa, storytelling is huge. When we were young, I would sit down next to my grandmother. She would tell me stories about her childhood, you know, and that was my entertainment. That was my YouTube, you know. So I think it's very much in the African culture to story tell. Yeah. And I applaud you for that, honestly. 100%. And I applaud that.
It is fun. Yeah. So I grew up with my grandparents and my grandma telling stories around a fire pit when you... Like, it's called baking cones, but yes. It's not actually like baking cones. No, it's literally, I don't know. It's interesting stories.
What work do you do to support communities back home? And is there any work that you do, or is there a hope to do any work in the future for your community?
I knew this question would follow me wherever I go. While I was back in Kenya before I came to the UK, I used to have an organization called Little Miss Universe Kenya and East Africa Kids Fashion Magazine and East Africa Kids Fashion Week. So it was majorly about fashion for children, fashion for children aged 4 to 17 years. And all we could do was music, art, modeling, photography. And I could see in their eyes like how much it inspired them. When you see yourself in a magazine, you're like, ooh, I'm going to show to my friends. I look amazing. So I couldn't continue that since I moved to the UK. So my intention is they're still ongoing. It's only that I'm not there in person, but they could see like the work I do. So first of all, I have to be an inspiration. I have to be an example to them. Like when they come to see my Instagram page or they see my social media, are they inspired? Are they like following their dreams because they've seen someone who has been there for them? At the same time, in the near future, CHEB Arts is going to be a big foundation. And one of the things, I don't want to jinx it, but we are planning to have an art school in Kenya, which is going to be for children aged 4 to 17 years as well. Just to continue that story, because I realized when I was growing up, I never had access to art school, I never had access to music school, I never had access to anything to do with creative arts. All I could do was wake up at 5 a.m., go to school, read books. The best thing I could ever be grateful for was my dad for giving me storybooks. I could read 5 storybooks in 5 days. So I want to give that back to the children. I want them to see themselves as, I can start my career as early as 4 years. Because that's when you start knowing exactly what you want to do. It's not 100% what you want to do, but it gives you a motive. It gives you, like, in the future, if I'm developing my acting career, I started when I was 4. So, you know, I can do anything that I want to do now. So that's one of the intentions I have, to have an art school that is going to be celebrating African excellence. Yes.
Ah, that's beautiful. I really, really applaud you for that. I think when it comes to Kenya, the little that I know about Kenya, it's a very creative country. There's a lot of art. There's a lot of inspirational designs, even through beadwork, through sculpting. So I can really see that taking off. I think it would not be right of us to look at Africa, only seeing that we're in Wales. Is there anything that you hope to do while you're in Wales, or any visions you have for your time here that would support or maybe grow the knowledge of Africa within Wales? I know there's CHEB's Arts, but are there any more visions for your work in Wales?
Yes, and we've already started My Tribe Art Magazine, and I think we're going to do several issues from now on. And I think the best way for me to tell my stories is through the publications. At the same time, I'm planning to do some artworks in collaboration with Wales artists, so that way we can tell stories from Wales and Africa at the same time. So It's a good plan. It's a good plan.
It's a fantastic plan. It's a fantastic plan. So the very, very last question, how important do you think diaspora initiatives are today?
100%, I would say anyone that is starting any organization, anyone that is starting anything to do with African, not just art, I feel like they should be 100% appreciated because they're in a country that is far away from home. So we need to try as much as possible to give them something that's close to home. And there's nothing much better than a feeling of feeling that you're home. So it is very important. That's how much important it is. It is home. You have to make them feel it is home. So, yeah. Personally, art is important to the work because it's the first thing that you actually see when you're starting up. Like, if it's a blank canvas. You're given a blank canvas in life. That is art. Whatever you write into it, whatever you put into that canvas, that's pure art. And art is very important to the world as it is something that you can easily communicate to people too. You don't have to explain yourself. It's just a story. It's just like an open book for you to read. You can perceive however you want that piece of artwork. One person can see an art as something that is very inspirational. Someone else can see that art as something that is totally different. So art on its own gives so much power to the mind itself, how you perceive it, how you say about it.
100%. Thank you so much, Chebs. Can I call you that?
We can be friends.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Chebs. Thank you, Glenn, for being here today. And just this session, I just want to appreciate everyone who's taken their time to listen. And definitely do expect more content on this particular topic, and have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Signing out.